there's an overall package of 20 million for the six major piers in the country under the Department of Agriculture and Fisheries. And one third is going to go to Killybegs. This is an endorsement of the existing work that's going on there, and it's going to provide up to 8 to 10 new berths for future work. So it's a welcome endorsement of that work, and it's also going to bring 2.5 million into the local authority as well for smaller piers. So that work's ongoing. There are applications being made as we speak, and obviously that will be important for the smaller piers. But this is a testament to the activity of both the producer, the primary end, and also the processor's end, and the ancillary work that will be needed will be a welcome boost for the industry and Killybegs.
And this is indeed a boost for Killybegs overall, for the harbour and the seafood sector.
It is, and also there's a mix within this funding package because of the diversity within the marine sector and the marine leisure. It will provide the important infrastructure for the larger boats, 8 to 10 extra berths. There will be the additional capacity for the processors, but there has been an ongoing investment in the marine leisure sector within Killybegs, so that's important as well. So it's significant. As I said earlier, it's one third of the overall 20 million national investment, and I would just like to acknowledge Michael Creed for his stance in listening to the needs. And he was up in Killybegs recently, and he sees the value in progressing and also enhancing the capacity that's needed in the future.